I'm Avi Arditi with more news in Special English. We spoke with two VOA reporters about the killing of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans at the United States Consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Senior correspondent Andre Dineshnura says an anti-Muslim film incited anger, but knowing who was responsible for the attack may be very difficult.
One remembers that last year when the rebels were fighting at that time Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, the leader of Libya, there were about 100 separate opposition groups. And so they're in the process now of trying to consolidate the country and put together a government. So others say that not only is it may be some of these opposition groups now part of the inner circle, other experts believe it may be the work of Gaddafi loyalists who are now using that as a pretext for attacking the Americans, who are seen, of course, as being the driving force behind the elimination and the death of Colonel Gaddafi.
Well, so much attention recently has been on Syria with the ongoing conflict there. What is the political situation in Libya? I know you just talked about it a little bit, but how close are they to a government?
Still quite unstable. Now that it's out of the headlines, it's difficult to try to get a reading of. But what they're trying to do is to put Libya back on the footing of a quote-unquote normal country. In other words, with the help of the United States, with the help of Europe. But this, of course, when you have the death of four Americans, including an ambassador, it is quite a shocking event at a time when one was more or less lulled into the Arab Spring.
And you've covered the State Department and diplomacy over the years. How significant is this, the death of an ambassador? When was the last time?
The last time, to my knowledge, was in Afghanistan in 1979, and there were only, I think, five ambassadors who were killed in the line of duty. But what is interesting is that the ambassador was ironically during the Libyan campaign, military campaign last year, was the representative of the United States to the opposition groups. So he was a well-known quantity, apparently someone who was well-respected, a Middle East scholar, and to lose someone of that caliber is devastating.
VOA's Cecily Hillary has been following reaction to Tuesday's attacks in Libya and on the American embassy in Cairo in social media from the Arab world and elsewhere.
There are questions as to why we would allow these kinds of things to be aired. At the same time, you have Americans saying this is an overreaction, that Muslims are being baited and Muslims are rising to the occasion, and that this justifies Islamophobia.
That they're being baited into,
they're
incited
being baited,
to violence.
They're being incited to violence, and then the violence feeds
more violence.
More Islamophobia. What I'm seeing in social media is that there's a huge misunderstanding between the two sides. This movie was perceived as something mainstream, Hollywood, possibly even government sanctioned. You know, that's the Arab perspective.
Which
of course it was not. Right. What we know is very little. It's still early, but these are, they're handheld cameras. This is an amateur production. The full film, to my knowledge, hasn't even aired. Just a trailer appeared on YouTube. There are questions as to whether YouTube, a private company, should be held culpable for allowing it to stay on the site. You know, these are interesting questions. In the Arab world, YouTube would be sanctioned. In the United States, like it or not,
it's very rare for any action to be taken against freedom.
But it opens up new questions about freedom of speech. We're very reluctant to give that up in the United States. And the reaction, this is a political year. You're immediately seeing the two camps, Obama and Romney, kind of polarizing on social media.
That was VOA's Cecily Hillary. I'm Avi Arditi.